Sounding good. We've got some questions here about citrus. One texter in particular is suffering with, they have two dwarf orange trees. Has a lot of new shoots popping out and wants to know, should I trim them or leave them alone?
I would probably leave them alone. You know, if it's only a couple here that are sprouting just a little, that are sticking outside the main canopy of the tree, you could clip those off. But if you're getting a lot of new sprout growth, this is not the time to be cutting it back. If we do get any frost damage, it freezes from the outside in. So it'd be better that it would be that little sprout growth that gets frozen rather than for it to freeze deeper into the tree. So I'd probably leave those little sprouts on until mid-February.
And I don't think this is going to be the year. We're due another deep freeze, but I don't anticipate this one below 2,000 feet, probably even 3. But what it's done for mine is it's been a full growth season. They haven't really gone dormant.
It's amazing.
I've got new shoots. Just make sure they are shoots and they're not suckers coming up. You want to make sure and keep those suckers off.
I meant to say that we also had a bumper crop of limes this year. You know, we've had, if your lime trees make it through a winter without a deep freeze, they just do really well here. If you get two or three back-to-back mild winters, your lime tree like mine can just go crazy. I've got one that's just, it's every bit of 22 feet tall, and it's just a monster with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of those little limes.
Does that mean there'll be a bumper crop of margaritas too at the same time? just ask.
Very well, could be.
Okay, I'm in.
You need I got to go check the cactus crop.
If you need any
first.
Limes, you can come get as many as you can rake. But yeah, the lemons and limes are just prolific this year. So yeah, get them to your neighbors. Put them out on the street. You know, just put a bag out there with a sign that says free, and you'd be surprised how many neighbors walk past our place and. On their neighborhood stroll, and those bags are empty pretty quick.
Just waiting. What's John got?
Yeah.
LGP's listening this morning, our urban farmer Greg Peterson, and wanted to talk about chill hours briefly.
Yeah, well, Greg just phoned in and corrected me. I'm glad we have a local fruit tree expert here in the valley listening in this morning. And Greg reminded me that we get to 300 to 400 chill hours per year. So the recommendation is to get a fruit tree that has at least 250 chill hours to be sure that you'll get fruit nearly every year. So if you're at that 250 or below, you will definitely get fruit every year. If you start getting up over 350, 400, then you run the risk of not getting quite enough chill hours to bear fruit.
And those are kind of fun sometimes to get one if you've got the property and the room and the design space for it, that you get one that you only get every 4 or 5 years. Is something to look forward to, that hey, the real cold winter where all these other things don't might be freezing, you don't get the produce, you've got this one over here that's your champion 5 hour chill.
Well, we have one 500 hour we chill have one freeze. Plum tree that's it's huge. It's probably 25 feet tall. It's never borne fruit. We're not really even sure what it is. I need Greg to come out and tell us. He sold it to us 15 years ago, but I don't know what the darn thing is. It's gets these little tiny peach-like fruits on them that never come to full maturity. But the thing is giant, but we love it. But even though it hasn't borne fruit, it's a beautiful, beautiful shade tree, and it grows really fast. So, if you did have a fruit tree that had too high a chill hour requirement, it's still going to be a beautiful landscape tree. It just won't bear fruit.
Let's get Kathy, who's online, wants to talk about her citrus tree. She thinks it's dying. Good morning, Kathy, and welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Hello, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Doing well. How can we help you?
Good. I was wondering about, I have a grapefruit tree that's been an awesome tree, and I am on irrigated property, and I fertilize it 3 times a year. But it started dying on one part of the tree, and it's just kind of moving through the tree now. All the leaves started to get kind of mottled, and now I've noticed even the bark. I deep soak that thing a lot, even sometimes in between my my irrigation. So there's a pine tree here that they're just like dying on one branch. So I'm just wondering if there's some fungus or something weird going on around here.
Well, there are some fungal pathogens that are active throughout the valley that could be responsible for the problems you're experiencing with your citrus trees. I would suggest, first of all, just to be careful that you moderate the water. The root zone of the tree needs to dry out adequately between waterings. You don't want to be putting water on top of water on top of water. Mm-hmm. That can lead to an environment. You're creating an environment that's conducive to fungal pathogens to become active. Sometimes some of these fungal agents are they're latent in our soil. They're there. They're part of our soil biology. But they only are active and damaging when the conditions are right. And quite often those conditions are wet or over wet conditions. So just be careful that you're not watering too much. Sometimes people water with the feeling that, hey, well, I want to be sure I'm giving my tree adequate irrigation, but they might be actually doing more damage if they don't allow that soil profile to dry out, which allows oxygen into the root system, which is essential for cell metabolism to take place in the root zone. So deep watering, and then allow that soil to dry out properly, and then water again. If that's 6-7 days later, 10 days later, it might vary from place to place, but don't overwater. And if you feel like there might be a fungal pathogen active, you can, you know, call and get a certified arborist out to look over the yard and maybe take a soil or a tissue sample and do an analysis, and maybe we can track it down.
John Eisenhower, iTreeService.com.
iTreeService.com, the letter I, treeservice.com.
Thanks for your time this Saturday morning. Enjoy. Hey, we'll see you in January. We're going to be talking to Live Southern Oak. Will be our tree of the month. So between now and then, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Great. Talk to you soon.